Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead. Take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Much more like it from the Knicks in Game 3 last night. Sean St. Jacques back here with you, recapping Game 3 of the Knicks-Cavs first-round series. We'll get to what's going on around the rest of the NBA as well. Just saw the Sixers sweep Brooklyn, recording here on the Saturday before the Knicks and Cavs play Game 4 on Sunday afternoon at Madison Square Garden. Big game for the chance to go up 3-1 in the series for the Knicks. Really huge opportunity that we said before this series is the dream scenario. Chance to go up 3-1 on your home floor with a chance to put all the pressure on Cleveland going into a Game 5. That's what is in front of the Knicks on Sunday. We will get to that in a second. But first, we have to recap a tremendous defensive effort from New York in Game 3 at the Garden. The stars were out. Spree, Bernard King, John Starks, Allen Houston, you name it. They were there. It was a tremendous atmosphere. And the game, certainly from a Knicks perspective, lived up to the billing. The Knicks defensively played one of their best games of the entire season, holding Cleveland to 79 points. Took the Knicks offense a little bit of time to get going. It was tied at 17 at the end of the first quarter, but then the Knicks had a 28-15 second quarter, and they didn't look back from there. Donovan Mitchell relatively held in check for the most part, and had just 22 points. No other Cavalier had more than 17, and the Knicks really made life very, very difficult for the Cavs. Just the response that I think Knicks fans were hoping for. And listen, you do it on a night where Julius Randle struggles from the field. He shot 3 of 15 from the field, just 2 of 10 from downtown. He had 11 points and 8 rebounds, but this is what Jalen Brunson is here for. He had 21 points to lead the Knicks, and we finally get a big postseason performance and contribution from R.J. Barrett. 19 points, 8 of 12 shooting, made half of his threes. He had 8 rebounds and 3 assists, just 2 turnovers as well. Arguably the Knicks' best player on the night. Josh Hart had 13-6, much better from him after he struggled in Game 2 of the series. And he only had 11 points, but there was some good juice as well and energy from Emmanuel Quickly off the bench as well. Obi Toppin hit a big three, hit a couple other big shots as well, had 4 steals that led the Knicks in that category. It was a great all-around night in a 99-79 win. Knicks pulling away after a strong second quarter to win by 20. Great response after losing by 17 in Cleveland in Game 2. Now the Knicks on Sunday have a really big opportunity to take a stranglehold of this series, to go up 3-1 with a chance to close it out in Cleveland would be a very big opportunity. And it was the borderline dream scenario going into the series. Could the Knicks get a split in Cleveland and then take care of business at the Garden? They're halfway there. And if they can take Game 4, they will be very much in the driver's seat to advance into the second round of the NBA playoffs. But we'll see. Again, Cleveland bounced back very nicely after the Game 1 defeat at home. They will be up for it. They know they're going to have to play with that same desperation and energy. Knicks didn't do that in Game 2. They didn't match that energy. They're going to have to do that in Game 4 if they are going to take a commanding 3-1 lead in this best of 7 series. Again, want to give a shout out to a couple of the unsung heroes from the night. By the way, great ovation from Derrick Rose coming on the court as Tom Thibodeau put him in the late moments along with Deuce McBride. Also want to give Isaiah Hartenstein a shout out along with Hart and Toppin quickly in there as well. Really provided a spark defensively. But the five, the Knicks five out there, Mitchell Robinson and Quentin Grimes included with the normal triumvirate of Barrett, Brunson, and Randall, brought the energy and the heat defensively. It kind of felt like an old school Garden playoff game from a defensive standpoint. And again,
why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Cleveland this season has been very, very tough to deal with on the offensive end of the floor. The Knicks held them to 79 points and made them work for every last shot. That's exactly what we were calling for after the toughness that the Cavs showed in Game 2. Could the Knicks respond? It's exactly what they did. And now Cleveland will prepare to do the same once more. But I do think the Knicks now can maybe gain some momentum from this. They're back in the Garden for Game 4. And can possibly go on and take that 3-1 lead and put the pressure on Cleveland for a Game 5 back in Ohio. So we will see. We will see how that plays out. But I think Knicks fans have to be extremely satisfied with the way they played in Game 3. It was just a great Garden atmosphere, right? All the stars from yesteryear were out. The Garden was rocking before the tip, and it was great throughout the night. It's what we've come to expect over the decades at Madison Square Garden for big games, especially in the postseason. And we want more of that in Game 4. It was absolutely tremendous. Roof blowing off a few times, I think, in the second quarter and in the second half with great Knick defensive plays leading to buckets on the other end of the floor. So it was just a great night, and hopefully the Knicks can carry that into Game 4. Again, Cleveland will be ready. Knicks have to match the intensity, if not exceed it, if they can take a 3-1 lead in the best of 7 series. And again, be in command to potentially advance to Round 2 of the NBA playoffs. Let's take a quick whip around the rest of the NBA playoffs before we get out of here for this Game 3 recap. Series is tied at 1 between the Bucks and the Heat. Good response from Milwaukee without Giannis in Game 2. By the time you listen to this, you might know how Game 3 ends. Bucks and Miami play later on tonight. We're recording here on the afternoon on Saturday. So we will see how Miami can respond in South Beach, if they can maybe take the lead back from the Bucks, and I think that Giannis is questionable for the game, so we'll have to wait and see if he plays. But that is obviously a big game in the series because the next two are in Miami. Big win for Atlanta in Game 3 in the A against the Boston Celtics. They end up winning by 28 points, convincing, pulling away in the fourth quarter to get back in that series. It's now 2-1 with Game 4 scheduled for Sunday night. So big opportunity for Atlanta to maybe go back to Boston with everything evened up at two games apiece, and maybe that series gets a little bit more interesting than we were expecting it to be. After Game 2, I thought that the Celtics could go to Atlanta and win Game 3. They did not, and they got blown out in the second half. Give Atlanta credit. They stood up to the test, and they have a big Game 4 on Sunday night. Make no mistake about that. Again, just before I hopped on, the Sixers beat the Nets again in Brooklyn by 8. They advance to take on the winner of that Celtics-Hawks series in the second round. That is a big opportunity for Philly to get some rest. Joel Embiid did not play in Game 4. Now he'll have some time to recoup, and we will see how the Sixers do moving forward. This is always the hurdle the Sixers get over without too much trouble. It's the next round that's been their bugaboo in years past. If they play Boston, it's going to be a very fun series, but you have to say that the Celtics would likely be the favorites. We know where the Knicks stand. They're up 2-1. Big chance in Game 4 to go up 3-1 on Sunday afternoon at Madison Square Garden. Denver, after having to fight off a late comeback in Game 2, take Game 3 in Minnesota by 9. They're in complete command of that series. The Timberwolves on their last legs, down 3-0. Sunday night, Minnesota, Game 4. Timberwolves need it. Nuggets smell blood in the water. We'll see if they can finish it off with a sweep. They're looking very good, Denver, so far in this first round. Although, again, could have a very tough opponent. We'll get to that in a second in Round 2. Huge Game 3 later on tonight on Saturday. Lakers-Grizzlies in L.A. Series is tied at 1. We don't know what's going to happen with John Morant. Seems like it's a game-by-game situation. Lakers got what they wanted in Memphis. They got a split. They played tough in Game 2. But the Grizzlies win without John Morant. We'll see if they can get it into L.A. and take a 2-1 series leader. Are the Lakers going to take control of this series? And will the injury to John Morant catch up with Memphis here in this first round playoff series? Meanwhile, as we expected, the champions Golden State bounce back in Game 3 against the Kings convincingly, 114-97. I think the Kings got a wake-up call. I think they were kind of expecting it. And without Draymond Green, the Warriors were still way, way, way better than the Kings in Game 3. So Game 4 on Sunday, I think everyone's expecting Golden State to win. Draymond, I believe, is back. So we will see. We will see how that plays out. Can the Kings fend off a late comeback in this series from the Warriors? If they can win Game 4, Game 5 becomes a huge opportunity for the Kings to possibly finish off the champions. But for now, we'll see if Golden State can even up the series. Then Game 5, regardless, could be very, very juicy. And then the Clippers, now not only without Paul George, but without Kawhi Leonard. That seems to be now a game-by-game situation. The Suns go to L.A. They take a 2-1 series lead over the Clippers. Game 4 is actually about to tip off as I record this, but big opportunity for Phoenix without Kawhi to potentially take control of this series and set up a date with Denver in Round 2. So that is a big game as well, with Phoenix trying to put the Clippers on the brink, and the Clippers fighting through injuries. If they can get a 2-2 series going back to Phoenix, maybe Kawhi will be healthy, and maybe they can fight their way back into this series. But right now, it looks like it could be trending in Phoenix's way. Really fun and entertaining stuff going on around the entire NBA playoffs. We will be back on Monday to recap Game 4 between the Knicks and the Cavs. Until then, enjoy the NBA playoffs around the league.